Baby shark, do 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 do. Baby shark, do 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 do. Baby shark.
And welcome to our show. Singing about baby shark.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Ted. What show are we on?
We're on Geeks Are Wired, right?
Yeah.
Number
342. Do 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 do. 342. Do 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 do. 342.
And this week we have Ted.
That's me.
Anna.
Hello.
Joey.
Hey there.
Life size
Bill?
Joey.
Anthony.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Anthony.
All right.
And we talk about all sorts of things. We'll just skip over that one. But you can still reach out to us and contact us at geekswired@gmail.com or give us a phone call, 801-896-4335.
Which spells geek?
Yes.
Man, I really think this is the best opening we've ever had.
No, I was a fan of last week's opening,
pretty,
personally.
Pretty good.
It was.
Last week's, we all just kind of like daisy-chained? Is that the wording?
Something. No, round robin. We handed it off and we did
round
well.
Round robin, yeah.
Bounced. We didn't really round around the table. We bounced around.
Yeah.
But you also can support us at geeksarewire.com. No.
You
no.
always do this,
no. I know. No, I always do it, and I know it. Patreon.com/geeksarewired. There. That's how easy it is. And we have new tiers. Because Dave is great, we have
Dave
made
great.
His
Dave
tier
great.
Of great, and we have additional tiers, though.
He's so great, we named a whole Patreon tier after him.
Yes. But this tier can have 20 people in it total. There's a limited number of these availability space in this tier. And an even greater tier called the greater.
The greater tier.
The greater tier. You can have 10. And then there is the greatest tier. There can be only one.
So only one.
What are the benefits of these tiers?
You get the podcast early. You get to listen to us live. You get
special flair on Reddit.
Yep. And special chat room for the live people, because there is the Discord access, and then if you can listen to it live, there is the live show secret room in Discord.
Dang, that's pretty cool.
I know.
Dun dun.
Dun
do 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 do
do do
do do.
So
you said doo doo.
Doo doo means poop.
I feel like there was more stuff on here.
That's
all right.
That's pretty funny.
Well, let's do this one.
Which one?
There's a new app, new-ish.
Oh, this one?
Yeah, this one.
I haven't read anything about it, but it's called Podcoin. You
yes.
get coins by listening to podcasts.
Oh, Bill was talking about that at lunch the other day.
Yeah.
What can you spend the coins on?
Well,
if you listen for 7 years.
And a half.
You can buy a podcast?
You get $1,000.
Dropped in your PayPal.
Whoa.
But that's at the one coin per 10 minutes. They also have...
And that's listening 24/7.
Yep.
For how long again?
Seven and a half years.
7.5 years.
But there's bonuses. And you can...
Super bonus podcasts?
Yeah, well, there's special podcasts. There's longevity, multi-day bonuses, or multi-week. So that 7 years actually is quite a bit faster.
Dang.
That's still a lot, though.
I know. It can be. But honestly, as much as I listen to podcasts...
So what do these coins buy?
Okay. So you can get Amazon gift cards. You can get a Kindle, headphones, or 1,000 PayPal dollars.
So is this like a... Is it more like Ripple or XRP where they just kind of conjure the coins and then divvy them out? Or is your phone mining while you're... listening to podcasts?
I think they just like give you the point. This is just a point system. Because they don't really even say that they have it, they have coins. Okay, it's like, it feels more like it's just a...
It's like Sweatcoin. Sweatcoin is
Well,
not.
Sweatcoin's actually mining.
Is it?
Yes. Yes.
Hmm.
They actually have servers that mine. So this one I feel is more like achievement, where it's, you're getting points for doing things. Which isn't like... What is it?
I don't know. You're telling the story.
No, what's the Schwab?
Les Schwab?
Not Les Schwab.
Les Schwab, they do tires.
No, the bank. Bank people.
Bank of America?
No. Schwab. I forget. There's a bank out there.
Charles Schwab?
That's the Schwab. they actually decided to actually create cryptocurrencies, which they're working on, which will be an even one-to-one dollar. They're not going to let do anything. But the thing is that cryptocurrencies can transfer money faster than electronic payments do. So they can actually send payments.
Faster or cheaper?
Both.
Probably. Yeah.
So the existing network is called SWIFT, and that's what they use for bank payments and bank transfers. XRP, it's also called Ripple. XRP is the X-Rapid network, and it's used for transferring Ripple cryptocurrency. Mm-hmm. And that's their main goal, is to speed up and kind of disrupt the SWIFT network. I've heard that they can transfer like $13 million in like under a minute, and it costs like $2 or something to send that across the wire, and it would cost a couple grand with SWIFT.
That's really sad.
So if you're a drug dealer looking to transfer large sums of money for the large amounts of drugs that you just purchased.
Except for you still have to take your money, put it in the bank, and it still is tracked. This isn't like...
Yeah, it still has to be laundered to get into the system.
For Ripple?
Yeah, because the banks are just going to replace SWIFT with it. So the money still needs to be on the network somewhere. And the way that the countries transfer money is they'll put out like a buy request, right? So they're like, I need $13 million. And they're like, I have X amount of whatever currency over here. And so the idea is that those buy and sell offers can just be completed quickly. And then everything's settled and they're good to go.
Which is actually different. Which is interesting that they decided to do this, because a lot of banks were investing into cryptocurrencies. And they're like, we don't have the time or money to deal with this. And a bunch of banks over the last year like got into it and got out within like 3 months.
Yeah, it's definitely a scary playing field. I've heard of large companies buying up some Bitcoin specifically,
mm-hmm.
To pay ransoms in case it happens. And so they buy it as a insurance policy of sorts, because crypto locker, that's a scary one. If that hits them and it's like, hey, I need, you know, 300 Bitcoin, like if they buy it now, it's probably cheaper. I don't know. Bitcoin's been crashing lately.
Yeah, it has been crashing.
They're probably all losing money.
So.
But and that's the thing, is that this isn't going to be public for them. This is more of the internal.
And one would think that the ransoms that they ask for would come out to the same amount at the same time. You know what I mean? Like, if they want $100,000, they're going to ask for $100,000 worth of Bitcoin. Versus, you know,
you need 43.5 Bitcoin. If you wait 10 minutes, you need 8 Bitcoin.
Well, I mean, but for the, it's going to be relatively.
So you're saying they should still ask for it in USD, but the Bitcoin equivalent, so it's anonymous or whatever.
Right. But I'm not, I mean, I don't take banks hostage.
I don't know a whole lot about Bitcoin, but like, is there like a shop or something that you could actually exchange like certain things? I'm sorry. For Bitcoin.
Actually, there's ATMs.
Oh, you know, she's talking about Silk Road.
I'm not Jim.
So, there's a lot of places where you can buy stuff with Bitcoin, and there's certain
actually
vendors that you can you can now buy. Like, I think
you could use.
Did they stop doing it on Steam?
Steam stopped taking it because when it started crashing hard.
No, when it spiked.
When
up
it
too
got
heavy.
Really expensive, yeah, because. Yeah. All of a sudden, they're like, point.
Well,
whoa.
Also,
they knew it was going to collapse.
Well, not just that. It was the transactions were costing so much.
Oh, yeah. The transactions are costing a lot. And one of the problems with the Bitcoin network is you can only have so many transactions in a set amount of time for the entire network. And so if you want to buy a Steam game, it could take a couple of days for that to come across. Ripple, XRP, they don't have that issue. That's one of the things that they're like betting on, is hey, we can do transactions quickly.
And that's why, was it Bitcoin Dollar, Bitcoin Mini, Micro?
The Bitcoin Cash.
Yeah.
That's why that one split off, and then Bitcoin essentially 2.0 got split off too, so there's a few Bitcoins now. It's a little bit convoluted. I haven't been following them too closely.
Yeah, there's so many cryptocurrencies, though.
Yeah, at one point, if you're holding Bitcoin, though, you'd end up with all three variations, because it's a hard fork. And so you end up with old Bitcoin, your Bitcoin Cash, you have the same wallet on both. And so you come out of it with a whole bunch of money.
Wow.
Yeah. Depending on if you sell. If you held on to it, then the other ones crash, and then you're
kind of in the same boat. If you could have held on to it, depending on who owned your wallet.
yeah, that's a good point. If you had it in one of those exchanges and it's in their wallet, then it's their money and it's probably gone because they got hacked or something.
Or crashed or closed down or...
Yeah, many options for not good outcomes.
Yeah, there's a lot of people like, if I would have invested back when it was a dollar, yeah, you probably wouldn't have it anymore, actually.
Yeah, probably would have gotten hacked or killed for it.
Or don't just the general, like, oh, I'm holding it in what, Mahjong or no... The Magic the Gathering.
Mount Gox, yeah.
Yeah, Mount Gox. They're holding it, and now my money's gone.
Yeah. And it's gone.
Yeah, they were holding it in a hot wallet, and there was a bug in their API. So someone hit it and took all the money.
Yeah, they still don't know how much they lost.
A lot.
Yeah. Oh, back on Podcoin. Hey,
it's Podcoin. Social.
Yeah, well, it is social. So you also can see, like, who you listen to. You can hear what... You can see who they listen to. If you produce podcasts and you claim your podcast, you can see who your listeners are. So there's a little more interaction.
So does it allow individual podcasters, like there's five of us right now, right? So can we all claim that we're Geeks Are Wired, or how does that work?
There's steps. I'm working on it.
So so the money that buys these, the coins are essentially credit, right? So
yes.
You've listened to X amount of hours of podcasting. You can buy an Amazon gift card. That gift card comes from somewhere. Are they playing ads during the podcast you're listening to or between them, or where are they getting that money?
Well, so there's probably analytic information, which is the same thing that a lot of podcast things do. That's the other thing, because where I forgot who just bought a bunch of podcast companies. Whichever one it was.
I don't remember.
Spotify.
Spotify did, yeah.
You mentioned
couple
that
weeks
there's
ago.
Bonus podcasts that you can listen to. On
well, there's bonus,
more.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if they take like a, if you pay us some money, we'll feature you as a bonus one, so you'll get more listeners.
Could be that.
So.
But also, because people even question how Apple ends up, because Apple just does all this stuff for free.
Mm-hmm.
So Spotify's charging for to be part of their little thing. Apple was probably doing analytics or just, you know, waiting to see how everything rolls out. Because there's so much social with this, this is probably more analytics. So you're giving away your information again.
I'm sure that there are podcasts that pay people for, I mean, certain podcasts you hear about them in other places. There's ads. I've heard ads for podcasts and whatnot. And podcasts have sponsors. So there's, you know, there's a money, there's an income stream there that maybe not as big as, like, say, you know, phone apps, but it's still there. Like there's advertising done on those. So yeah. I'm sure that it's tacked in there somehow.
One of the bonus podcasts is S Town. So there is some really good podcasts in the bonus section.
I have listened to all of S Town 4 times.
I'm going to go back to it.
that's a lot of podcasting.
I still it's haven't finished much. It. You told me to stop
I
at
told
a certain
her to
point,
stop.
And then
she did. I was
continued.
Surprised.
Aww.
No, she should have stopped. She stopped on an up part.
So, yeah, there's trending. And you can search them. It's actually kind of funny. They're like, we have all these podcasts, and it's super cool. I'm like, yeah, unless you have... Because they're probably doing... I believe they're doing the exact same things as RSS feeds, as any standard non-iTunes, Google, Spotify podcast... Most people's podcast players, and they just reach out and grab the feed. You say, I want this, it's got it. Actually, I should really double check we're on it.
Yeah, make sure we're on it and do it live on the air.
Yes, doing it live.
Dead air time is not a big deal.
Never is.
Come on, Bill. It's not like half of us are playing. Oh, excuse me. 4/5 of us are playing games on our phones.
I'm reading
playing
about games. I'm looking at
Ted.
Podcasts. You're the only one playing a game, Ted.
And it's coloring.
That's not a game.
It's not a game.
You're the only one playing games.
She's coloring by number.
It looks like we
I
have to get
like
on this podcast one.
It's relaxing.
Are you saying that I'm stressful?
Huh?
I didn't say that.
Is it on there? No.
Oh man, no. There's a Podcoin marketplace that we can exchange services or goods for Podcoins.
Can you
sell
buy
that merch?
Heroin with it?
I mean, if you find the right dealer, anything's possible, Ted.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Give to a cause. There's long-term goals. Just get bigger.
This does look pretty cool. I understand their PodCoin is social statement now.
Mm-hmm.
So, Bill, since we're on the topic, what other podcasts do you listen to?
What other podcasts?
Yeah, I mean, besides this one, when you're
I listen to
only
Geeks or White.
To us on repeat, Ted.
Multiple times.
Isn't that what everybody listens to?
Long stretches of editing.
It's why he likes the dead air space that you sometimes allow him to have.
Because he could just go in and delete, and then my comment doesn't make any sense. Thanks for making me look like a fool, Bill.
Anytime, Ted.
Every time,
every
Ted.
Time.
Every time.
I was thinking the same thing.
So yeah, you can help out communities, you can... There's all sorts of...
Oh, man, I have to sign...
So you're not going to tell me what podcast you listen to?
I did. It's Geeks Are Wired.
That's
I listen to the Geeks Are Wired, the Patreon feed. I listen to Geeks Are Wired, the RSS feed.
He would join into the live chat, but it kind of gets that recursion going, and it's really noisy.
All right, Ted, I'll tell you what podcast I listen to.
Yeah.
I listen to Hello Internet and Cortex, and occasionally I listen to Off Topic, which is a podcast by Achievement Hunter. That's about it.
I listen to The Dollop with Dave Anthony and Gareth Reynolds.
Anything else?
Just mainly that one. And Geeks Are Wired, you know.
Wow, look at that.
That's a lot of sound.
What was that, the Keeping Up with the Kardashians podcast?
Nope. No, it's How to Be Awesome at Your Job.
So I listen to S-Town. I've listened to it, all of it. Because it's not, you know, ongoing.
Is S-Town that weird one that you...
That I was obsessed with.
Okay.
For a little
gotcha.
Real.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. And if you haven't listened to it, you really should. You can... I got my Google to do it. My Google Home. I was just like, okay, buddy. Play that podcast.
I don't know if I want my Google, like, telling me weird stories all the time. I mean, it already has kind of like brain damage or something. The other night, it couldn't tell me the weather.
That's rough. I've noticed.
Hey, you got an invite code for me, Bill? Sorry.
I can get you one, and I will get one to everybody else in the links. But there's links. Oh, yeah. So other podcast that I listen to is Geek Stuff. Hello Internet, Cortex, the Unmade Podcast.
Someone should make that.
It's an awesome podcast.
No,
67 Science. I have a list. I have a giant list. Let's see. Robot Kraken. Let's see. Deeply Dapper. Those are some fellow podcasters.
Our numbers
friends
are
of the
go
show.
Down next week.
Hmm?
Our numbers are going to go down next week.
No, we're
they're
just going
to
share. Yeah, suddenly everyone's like, we have other podcasts. These podcasts.
These ones are much better.
Better podcasts.
Aww.
We have a lot of dead time.
Yeah. What?
All right, what's next?
Next week, Geeks Are Wired tries time boxing.
Yeah. I know, Ted asked. Ted. Oh, you already said yours. Never mind. I don't care anymore.
Welcome to Night Vale, S-Town.
You already said that one.
This one. And This American Life.
There you go.
All right, next.
I'm glad we had this talk.
Yay. So,
we could look at that one game that mysteriously showed up on Amazon.
Which game was that one?
I saw it on your list somewhere.
You're talking about the Mystery Bethesda game?
Yeah.
Did that show up? Actually, finally show up on that? Well, I guess you could pre-order it for $60.
Like, I think it literally just said placeholder. Oh,
yeah.
It's just a placeholder trailer. I didn't actually watch this. I just knew
looks
it was
like
a thing.
Fallout with that 3. That it's like an old film roll.
That is basically what everyone is thinking. Is it's either a Fallout 76 add-on or a reboot or
like a Fallout, just a general Fallout reboot.
They're thinking it's something Fallout.
Well, if they rebuilt the original games, that could be a pretty big thing.
I will give it to you later.
I wanted to look at it now.
Oh, fine.
That's fine.
Here, there.
I shouldn't be distracted.
You can be distracted since, you know, I'll talk about this.
Ooh, what is this card?
So, yeah. It's
the number says 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 5.
I don't even know what you're looking at now.
Now everyone has Bill's phone number.
I was talking about your card.
Oh, the card on the back of my pop socket.
Yeah.
My pop socket card holder.
Perfect. I'm going to break it if I do that.
Yeah, I know you are. Then I'll have a broken pop socket card holder. So it's supposed to come out, whatever this game is, it will come out on the 31st of December.
Dang, they're really on top of getting things listed on Amazon, aren't they?
Man, I might just order it for the PS4 and not look at it again and try not to know what it is until it just shows up and it'll be like a Christmas present.
There you go. Well, except for...
Oh, it'll be like a New Year's present.
Yeah. It's going to be a re-release of Oblivion.
I can do Christmas whenever I want to.
You need more PS4 games, as it is.
Stop oppressing my people.
Too bad you'll upgrade to your PS5 and it won't be backwards
compatible.
No, I will
not. I just bought a PS4. It's
just going to be a Skyrim reboot.
I'd be good with any of that. As long as it's not an FPS, I'm good.
I thought they already released Skyrim on the PS... Oh, they didn't release it on the PS4 Pro. Okay.
I don't know, man. It's on everything at this point. I think it's on TI-86 calculators.
Why not?
I know Portal is on a TI-86 mm-hmm. calculator.
Yeah.
It's actually Echo. A pretty good implementation of it, isn't it?
The TI-89s, man, they got full-color screens.
Not bad. I never played it. I just saw it.
Did you see Microsoft's new technology?
HoloLens.
I heard that they
2.0.
Yeah.
I heard that they were wanting to use this with the military at one point.
Yes.
And that went well.
It is.
I've heard that the military loves it.
They do.
The workers at Microsoft do not.
And, well, it's kind of like Google when they were selling their AI stuff. And I think unlike Google where they're like, oh, yeah, we took down our Do No Evil thing and we're not going to do this. Microsoft was like, did you really think we weren't going to do evil? I mean, actually, even better is... Let's see, what was the wording?
It's too lucrative. And, I mean, they want so much for their headsets. When the first one came out, it was like...
$5,000.
$5,000.
For this what? One is...
And so...
The HoloLens?
Yeah. Now it's down to like $3,400 or something, right?
They're pretty good headsets.
$3,400 or $2,500?
I don't know.
They're augmented reality, not virtual reality.
Yeah, it's AR, not VR.
Which I would honestly prefer, usually.
Yeah, apparently their AR is really cool, but it's going to be more practical for like real-world applications. So mm-hmm. not gaming as much. I mean, you can do a little bit of AR gaming, but like it can track...
imagine Pokemon Go on the HoloLens.
Yeah. What it does is it reads in your entire environment and maps everything in 3D space, and then you can interact with those objects and leave them in 3D space, and they will stay there. And so you can turn around, it's completely wireless, and you can mm-hmm. look around and move around, and it stays there. So you can make virtual sticky notes, and then when you come back into your office, your VR sticky notes, AR sticky notes are still there. I've heard really good things about it. The first one, people complained it didn't have enough RAM, so it couldn't map entire rooms sometimes if there were a lot of polygons in there.
And I've seen some really good stuff with it, with apparently there's some giant message everyone just got.
Not me.
Joey got
ISU
called.
Number.
Oh. Cool.
Yeah, I know. So... What?
They want donations.
Yeah, probably. So what this is, making fun of is, this is, everyone's in favor of this, as long as they only sell to democracies to protect freedom.
No, it's not just protect freedom, it's protect freedoms.
Oh, yes, yes.
Such BS, like anybody think. I'm sorry, we're not being political on this, I
did think it was quite entertaining on that. This is from Ars Technica. We'll link the Ars Technica article, but it's quite entertaining. But Microsoft still was like, yeah, we're still doing this.
Well, the thing is everyone wants AR, right? Like, you want a pair of glasses that you can have on your face, and it does all of the super-duper future stuff that you've seen since you were a kid, you know, sci-fi and all that. And we're not going to get there if it's, you know, $5,000 a headset or $2,500 mm-hmm. as a headset. Like, people are mad about their phone being $1,000. And so just...
Or two.
Exactly. And so some glasses that you put on your face, like, those better be, like, freaking amazing for that price point. And so if they're going to get funding for that technology, it's going to have to come from somewhere. And I don't think it's going to be the average consumer yet.
Well,
it never is, though.
For things like this, it never is. So something like this will come out. It'll be super expensive. Cell phones are a good example. Only super rich people had them.
Or big businesses. And
right.
That's what they're aiming at with these.
Right. Big
businesses.
Yeah, exactly. People with a lot of money will pay to get the price down on this. So
right.
they pay the big price of the initial cost. And if they like it, then it'll be better. And because these glasses can be used for porn, they're definitely, I know it's funny and everything like that, but I think
that,
it's
that
true.
Is why VHS did take off.
Yeah.
And
that
is DVDs why, and Blu-ray.
Yeah, well, like, porn,
Sony actually,
internet.
So Sony made the Betamax and they were like, we will not allow porn, and they lost to VHS.
Right.
When Blu-ray came around, they were competing against
HD DVD.
Yeah. Sony actually threw money at the porn industry and said, put movies on our stuff.
Right, because they learned. They're like, this is going to be the winning media.
The only thing is there's the internet.
Yeah, there is the internet. But so these are going to get funding from somewhere. This first round funding has to come from somewhere with deep pockets, right. And that is usually the military. And so, I mean, if they find military applications for HoloLens, like, have at it. I mean, it's probably going to be used for training or things like part services. One of the most useful uses I've heard of is a mechanic or someone. They can have it run AR analysis on the engine they're working on, and it can explode parts in real time for them so they can see, like, you know, these are the components, and based on our diagnostic, this is what's broken right here.
Or,
and
but you could also
or,
download.
Or service manuals
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah,
like exactly.
You'll have the service manual, like, just popped up on the right side or left side, whatever you like looking against, and you can be working on it, glance up there, read the thing, look back.
Yeah. This essentially brings us back around to the Matrix. I mean, you know, they say, oh, you know, you're downloading that skill. But, like, if it's something like driving or a big piece of equipment or whatever, it can have overlays that, like, train you. Like, hey, press this lever, pull this lever.
The other thing, you don't need to be trained. You just need to know the knowledge to deal with it at that moment. And then as soon as you're done with that, forget it.
Right. And so you just have a digital trainer that just watches you and tells you what to do. Mm-hmm. And so it's pretty dang cool. I mean, pilots could be a simplified job, as scary as that is, but most planes are on autopilot anyway, except for the landing, right?
Nice.
Actually, that can
land.
Be too.
Yeah.
Like, you can just take off, fly, and land. And
they've had autopilot landing since, like, the 60s or 70s.
Right. And so, I mean, I'm just saying, like, if they already are, like, ripping off pilots by not paying them enough, and so if they could use, like, less skilled people with a headset on, and boom, pilot.
So the other good thing about this, it works on Linux.
That's pretty cool. Yes. Microsoft's been being very friendly with Linux lately.
Yes.
They have Linux subsystems in Windows 10.
They stepped away from Linux.
Their SQL database server runs on Linux now. There's just a lot that runs on Linux.
Yeah, the .NET framework is going to be available for Linux.
Ooh.
All sorts of stuff.
There's a lot of Linux stuff on Linux is looking good. I mean, it always has, but it's becoming more accessible.
What's the other ones? What's the one that Facebook owns right now? Oculus?
Oculus, yeah.
That
Oculus
one was stupid expensive at first, too.
It was, but it's been at a lower price point. The HTC Vive, the one by Valve, that one is much more expensive than the Oculus. I think
but
you can pick up...
it's much more powerful, too.
It is quite a
and
bit more powerful.
And it has a larger game library. But plus, it's not owned by Facebook.
Yeah, the not owned by Facebook is why I own one of the Vives. My family owns the Vive Pro, the new one that came out.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're about $1,400 in on that one because they have the wireless pack. They've got the Pro headset, they've got the lighthouses and everything. I have the first gen, so it's about $800 in on that one, but...
Wow, they actually got more expensive?
Yeah, it got quite a bit more expensive, but the tech is better, like you said. It's lighter, it's more comfortable, but I mean...
You're not tethered.
The Oculus for $300, like, that is tempting.
How much
especially
is the
for entry level.
PlayStation one?
The Morpheus? I'm not sure.
It's like $400.
Yeah, so, I mean, that one comes up a little bit, but you're still limited by the PS4.
You have to have a Pro
so
to use it.
You don't have to have a Pro.
Oh, really?
You get
it's recommended.
You get a better
you
FPS, so you'll probably get motion sick if you don't have a Pro, but you don't need the Pro.
Yeah,
I thought you needed it.
The main problem is if your frame rate capped, you might get motion sickness,
right.
And if you encounter stutter, it will make you sick.
Mm-hmm. And then there's the... I've heard so-so about the Oculus Go.
What is that?
It's their $200.
It's isn't this the one that you strap your phone in it?
No, this is their super light. It has, like, you know, 2 or 4 gigs of RAM, a so-so processor. Like, it is a
right. It's essentially mobile, though. Your phone, like, drives it, doesn't it?
No, this is still everything's all involved in it. Everything's built into it.
I thought they had one where you your phone connects to it. And
no, you're thinking Google.
Well, I know about the Google Cardboard. You throw your phone in there, strap it to your face, and away you
32
go.
32 or 64 gigs of internal storage. Right?
That's pretty cool. And like I've seen the use of headsets as like a personal like home theater essentially. And I think that's super cool because you can get like a big like movie theater feel for pretty cheap. And I mean, if you, you know, like want two headsets for you and the missus or whatever, you can have a big home theater feel on your couch.
Okay, so this, okay, yes, you can use your phone as the app, but you don't like put them in. You
right,
put
right.
Your phone
no,
in.
No, yeah, yeah. This is what I was talking about for the phone running it though. And so you might need a pretty capable phone. I'm not sure. I mean, you're doing like wireless video essentially.
But that's why it's also supposed to have storage on it. So it's kind of like it's a lighter version of the full-on Oculus.
I had no idea this is a thing.
How much is the other?
Yeah, the price point's on the Oculus, and their branding's pretty slick, but the Vive is really, I think.
Think it has Plex support?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Go is supposedly the all-in-one. So $400 or $350 for the Oculus Rift, the big, and you need the computer. And what, Gear VR? Actually, I didn't know that one came out.
Gear is the Samsung, yeah.
No, it's still Oculus.
Well, it says Samsung Gear VR with controller.
That's right. Powered by Oculus. Interesting.
And you still need the app. Oh, it's their little, extra connection stuff.
And that one does, it looks like it does have that, you would have to have your phone with it. So, cool.
It looks like Plex does support some VR platforms. I'm not
sure.
Well,
it does. I don't think it supports Oculus, so.
So, yeah, there's all the fun. All the VR and AR and.
I'm more excited for AR.
So there's also some really nice glasses that you can get set up, but they're like $1,000 if you could do with prescription and you have to be there and.
Like for what? For Rift?
No, just a new AR, but there's only like five places in the world you have to get fitted for them.
Oh man, Plex has a, they call it Watch Together, and you get a little avatar, and you're in like a room together, and then you can watch something off of your Plex synchronized together. Mm-hmm.
That's what I was talking about.
Super duper cool.
They've had it in there for like, I think a year. I tried it out last year, but the only phone that supported it was my Nexus 5X, and it wasn't having it.
And you didn't hit me up? This would be amazing.
I thought I told you about it. I thought you told me about it.
You can only use 4 friends.
Oh.
I don't have a phone that supports it, or at least I didn't.
Oh, yeah. You're Apple. We actually haven't said one good thing about Apple yet. Microsoft's supporting.
So far as I know, the Apple hasn't built any tech for the military. How about that?
Ah, there we go.
Except for they are building a car.
For the military?
We don't know.
It's all hush-hush.
Yeah.
Remember when the Segway was all hush-hush?
No.
You don't remember? So you guys might have been kind of young.
What year was this?
I don't know. Is probably 2000?
It was about when Bush,
I would have been
senior,
like
about
first or
went off
grade,
the edge of the cliff.
So the deal with the Segway... What?
Bush what? Senior actually almost went off the edge of a cliff with a Segway.
All right.
So the deal with the Segway is, and I don't remember the names of the people involved, but there was some rich investor guy or something like that. I think it might have been Steve Jobs. I'm not sure. But they started talking about this thing, but no one would say what it was, but they were all talking about it. And like, it got this crazy buzz in like tech circles saying that there was this thing out there that's going to be the coolest thing and it's going to just revolutionize the world. They thought that this thing was going to just be like life-changing for every person in the world, right?
And then it turns out it's a fancy scooter.
Yeah. And so people were like, well, we know it's some sort of a transportation thing, and the company that's associated with it actually does these wheelchairs that will go upstairs, like they're four-wheeled or something like that. They go upstairs and whatnot. And so like the speculation was like, well, it could be a Stirling engine, which a Stirling engine is basically it uses hydrogen fuel to propel stuff. So you could like put Stirling engines on the end of like a helicopter blades and then use that to like spin them. And then it's just you just just water, right? And it's super clean and everything like that. And so there's all this speculation about what this amazing thing was. And then it came out, it was a Segway. And like, everybody was like, wow, that was neat.
So you think gyroscope and two wheels
killed the Segway possibly?
Well, I think it was so hyped. And like, it's kind of a neat thing, but
I mean, we got hoverboards out of it.
Yeah, I mean, the Segway is still going strong with all the hoverboards.
That's what they called them.
Segway really shot themselves in the foot by not making the hoverboard first. Like, all they had to do was remove the stick and make it a little bit smaller, and they would have beat everyone to market by years.
Is that a different company? The hoverboard people and the Segway people?
The hoverboard, I think there was a proper company that was making it, and then it got ripped off, and it just got saturated by, like, Chinese knockoffs. So.
And now they have a bad name because they blow up.
Yeah, the Chinese knockoffs blow up.
Yeah, they overdraw the batteries.
There were all those sweet, like, discount lithium batteries from the Note, so they just snatched those up and stuff them in a hoverboard, and away you go.
I think that was happening before the Note.
Yeah, it was.
The Note 7.
So we do have Apple News. I did have Apple News in the show notes. Well, Apple is going to start working with developers to try to get you to pay monthly.
This is going to upset Ted. Ted likes the pay once model. I'm okay with the subscription model.
It depends.
As long as it's not that much.
Yeah, if the subscription model is pretty cheap, you know, a couple of bucks a year, it incentivizes.
There was one for a game that I really liked playing. And I wanted to get rid of the ads, but it was $8 a month to get rid of the ads.
Yeah,
that's
ridiculous.
A little much for a game.
So, Ted, like you say,
death
I can afford
paper
it.
Cuts.
I can afford it, and I'm willing to support.
Yeah, I like there's a Reddit app that I use. It's called Reddit is Fun, mm-hmm. and I have the version called Golden Platinum.
Nice.
It's just you pay like $5. I've used it for probably 5 or 6
five
years
bucks
now.
A month?
No, it's $5 total, but I would easily pay $5 a year. I spend so much time on that stupid app, and it's my favorite app on my phone, and I would gladly give that developer more money. If he was like, hey, I'm going to quit developing because no one pays me anymore, the market's saturated,
which
I would be like, how much you need? You
actually
need $100, bro?
I'm impressed that they survived with Reddit's official app, because they were the official
unsupported. App wasn't great when it first came out.
Well, no. Reddit even was like supported him going like, here, we don't want to make an app. Oh. And he was all in everything. And then Reddit was like, we should make our own app. And
yeah, they have. They purchased
they
the one.
The ads and stuff on there.
They purchased the app that is on iPhone. I think it's like Reddit Blue or Blue Alien or something.
I think I remember hearing about
Blue Spice.
I don't think it's Blue Spice.
Do you read it on your phone?
But yeah, they purchased that company.
No,
and then they were
installed,
they were apprehensive about going to Android because they couldn't just buy one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And so then they started developing their own over time. But it's been a long road, and their app isn't the best.
But so with Apple, though, they're going to be working with developers to help them make more monthly money, set up subscriptions, reminders, and give more benefits to those who set up subscription plans.
Will they let you like track their data and movements and stuff like that? Give you full access to the phone?
No, that's just the developer mode. You just set up for one of those certificates. Once they find out that you're doing that, they shut you down and you just set up a new developer contract and you're all set again.
But if you have a subscription model, maybe they'll let you do that.
Well, they've actually been cracking down on developers lately. So a common thing apparently was developers were just recording your usage in the app like all the time and then sending it to them. And so if you submitted a bug report or something, they're like, oh, we can just go back through this video of them using the app. And Apple was like, hey, you can't do that unless you disclose it. And so like they're actually like cracking down on sketchy things that their developers are doing. Mm.
Interesting.
And you also get to pay to display in the Apple store or the App Store.
Mm.
Yeah, there's actually all sorts of like.
Where do you read that at?
Displays in the App Store. Promotional offers and introductory offers.
The thing is they want that chunk of that recurring
yes.
cost. Mm-hmm. So they're like, don't sell your app for $5. We only get 50 cents or $1 or something.
I forget.
If you sell it for $5 a year.
30%. Yeah, they get 30%.
Oh, Android's dang. The same
so
way, too.
They get
too.
$1.50 out of $5.
Are they 30 or 40?
Android's.
I thought Android was cheaper.
No.
It depends on...
They're either the same or
I think Netflix balanced out Google's to be cheaper or something like that, because that's why they pulled... to pay for your Netflix account through Apple, you have to do it through the browser or through not. You can't do it through the app.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you have in-app purchases, any of that money has to go through the same thing as an app sell, and so then they take a chunk of that subscription. Mm-hmm. And so if you have to make them pay through the website, then the developer gets all the money.
Comixology is the same thing, and that was before Amazon bought them. They had to pull if you want to make purchases at basically everything Amazon. You want to get books or audio audibles, you want to buy them. If it's not the credits that come with the app, you have to leave the app, go to the website,
purchase some credits, mm-hmm. and then you can use them in the app.
Yeah,
that's so frustrating, like especially where Apple wants to be the user-friendly one, and then they're forcing developers into stuff like that.
Yeah. They're technically not forcing them. The developers are choosing to do that, but it's because they don't want to lose the 30%.
They're like, hey, pay us 30% of everything you make on this app, or you can make it a little inconvenient. And if you're a big player or, you know, a good app like that comic book app you mentioned or the...
Comixology.
Yeah, or the Netflix, you know, like you can afford that. Like people aren't going to ditch your service just because of that.
So... I also realized, speaking of comics, we have Captain Bangles, so we are going to swing over them, and then we'll be back, and we're going to wrap up a few things. So with that, we'll be right back.
Hey, this is James from Captain Bangles Comic Cove, talking to you guys, letting you guys know about titles I'm releasing on March 6th, 2019. First title I'd like to talk about is Star Wars Vader Dark Visions, issue 1 of 5. Who is Darth Vader? He's been many things. A Sith warrior, a commander, a destroyer. Darth Vader to many throughout the Galactic Empire, a symbol of fear and mysterious otherworldly power. But there are some who have seen the Dark Lord in a different light. There are some corners of the galaxy so dark and desperate that even Vader can be a knight in shining armor. The first issue of the Star Wars limited series written by, Dennis Hopeless, who's known for Cloak and Dagger and Jean Grey books, sheds new light on the many sides of the galaxy's greatest villain. Next title I'd like to talk about is Green Arrow issue 50. Now, I am a known Green Arrow shill around here, so bear with me, it's the last issue of the current run of Green Arrow. Spinning out of the events of Justice League No Justice and Heroes in Crisis, Black Ops organization discovers Green Arrow's long-held secret, a mysterious weapon in form of a box, given to him by the Justice League. They'll deploy their top undercover agent, Black Canary. On opposite sides of this festering secret, Green Arrow and Black Canary will clash as only two lovers can by aiming straight for the heart. A mystery 6 months in the making, the box that can destroy the Justice League will be opened, and the Emerald Archer's world will forever be changed. The exercise anniversary issue of Green Arrow's life isn't just ending, it's burning to the ground. The next title I'd like to mention is Cosmic Ghost Rider Destroys Marvel History, issue 1 of 6. The Cosmic Ghost Rider is stuck in the past, so you might as well have some fun with the origins of the Marvel Universe. After going back in time trying to kill Thanos as a baby, Frank Castle has sworn off trying to alter history. But when he arrives in Earth's past, at the birth of the Fantastic Four, how can he resist jumping in on the fun? Now, the Cosmic Ghost Rider runs for Marvel have been interesting and fun, and actually somewhat popular with the fanboys. I would definitely check this title out, as it could have some interesting implications on the history of Marvel. And last title I'd like to talk about is Deathstroke 41, which is the prelude to Terminus Agenda, a new story arc that's going to be crossing over Teen Titans and Deathstroke, where Deathstroke's body count has grown even higher after his murdering his therapist en route to escaping from Arkham Asylum, which prompts Commissioner Gordon to expose Slade's identity as Deathstroke to the public. Now the world's most wanted criminal, the walls are closing in on Slade Wilson, and a new threat, Damian Wayne's new Teen Titans, await around the corner. Is there any hope for the world's deadliest assassin? This crossover should have some very, very interesting implications. If you take a look ahead as far as what's releasing in May, you'll see some interesting news come across regarding the future of Deathstroke. I would definitely jump on and read the story arc. Again, this is James from Captain Bangles Comic Cove. Don't forget to stop by your local comic shop. We're located at 348 North 3rd in Pocatello, Idaho. Have a great time and enjoy nerding out.
And we're back. And we're going to talk about...
Welcome back, Bill.
Yes. Thanks. Welcome back, Ted.
Great to be here, Ted.
Yes. It's always great.
So just like Dave. Dave is great.
Yep.
Good old Dave. Okay, so we're going to talk about Hubitat. What is this, Bill?
It is a... You don't, okay, so there's Home Assistant or all these others that you take Raspberry Pis and you make them yourself. This is one that they've put together for you. And you can run all of your home automation and smart devices in your house without needing the internet. Star quotes all the exceptions. If you link it to your Google, if you link it to your Echoes, they have to talk to the internet. They talk to the internet, not the hub.
So this way, if you set up automations or something and your internet goes out, the automations should still work?
The automations will still work as long as...
As long as they're not through a voice assistant.
As long as they're not through something that needs the internet.
Right, okay, I gotcha. So that's cool. So like turn on a light and it turns on all the lights, that kind of stuff, or automatically turn on the lights at 6 a.m., that kind of...
Yep. Or you can go through... There is no app. You have to go through... You end up getting access to it through your Wi-Fi to it in a browser. So it's kind of like going to your local router.
Right, so it's just serving a web page on your local network.
Mm-hmm.
So is there an app for it, like the SmartThings app?
There is no app for it.
So you have to use the web page.
Correct, at this time.
I guess you could put a shortcut or something, right?
Yeah, and then it just looks like an app anyways.
Yeah, so there's stuff like that. You can tell Chrome or... what's Apple's?
Safari
or Chrome.
Or to make a shortcut.
You can replace the default browser on Apple.
Yeah. I just have to keep my Safari on my...
So you can also have Firefox.
So what's the price point on this? I think the Samsung hubs are like, what, $70 now?
Depends on whether you get version 2 or 3. I think you can get them as cheap as $40 and as high as like $70. These are on sale at the moment. And they're $100. But they're going to be $150. But they have Zigbee, Z-Wave, Wi-Fi.
Oh, sorry. Bixby. Never mind.
No. I was like, what?
Zigbee, not Bixby.
I was like, what? It's a protocol. I get it. My
Jeez.
Bad. It's how things wirelessly talk to everybody
else. My brain short-circuited there for a minute. That's why the weird noise.
So what you're saying is I should snatch one up before they become $150.
They were at like 70 at one point.
They were. And they've actually, there's an older one that doesn't have all the extra greatness that you have to kind of plug things into.
Did you say this has Bluetooth? Or is it just Wi-Fi?
Bluetooth BLE is being pretty common lately. I don't know what the range is on Bluetooth, though.
But the new Bluetooth has...
It's not too bad.
Rebroadcasting what I've got.
Bluetooth won't go from one part of my house to the other. Won't go upstairs to downstairs, and it won't go.
And also, if you have Bluetooth like 5, I easily
think if it's low energy mode, it might. Depends, but.
Yeah, I've tested the range of my speaker just out of curiosity. And
well, the speaker would take more bandwidth than a.
Yeah.
Like the August locks, they're Bluetooth powered.
I don't know what that is.
The August smart locks.
Hmm. Okay.
So.
But yeah.
Yeah, I'm tempted to get this, but I don't really need it, and.
You didn't need the AirPods you bought either.
You're right,
and they cost more than this.
Not when it's new. Or not when the discount's not there anymore.
Right, but this is on sale.
You're right.
You could save so much money that you don't need to spend.
I actually use my AirPods all the time, though. I don't know if I'd use this all the time.
Oh. I was going to say, too bad you didn't wait for the second ones, because you could wirelessly charge them.
Yeah. Nah, I don't like wireless charging.
Okay.
It makes your phone very warm.
So that's pretty cool and something to keep an eye on, too.
Mm-hmm.
An eye on, too. Looks like it integrates with a lot of stuff, too.
Oh, yeah.
IFFT and
Dragon Tech. Dome.
Well, I was looking at the apps above there, but the built. Oh, those are built-in apps. Nice. So.
Roll Machine, Life 360.
Cool.
So it's kind of like an even more local version of Samsung SmartThings. The nice thing is that this has the community. It's not as much work as you have to put into for Home Assistant or...
That one will... IFTTT will not work offline at all.
Oh, yeah.
Right, but they have a plug-in for it, so you have the option. So you can tie in online stuff.
If you build your integrations out of that because you just want to transfer them over, don't expect it to work if your internet goes down. Just saying.
An extra security.
I'm really considering buying one of these because I really want to encourage hubs, because I really don't like the idea of everything calling out to the internet every time it needs to do anything.
This is the age of internet IoT.
Like I
want everything on the edge.
Yeah, I want intranet of things.
Yes.
Yeah, not internet.
I agree with Joey.
I agree.
It's better for security, way better for security, and really, I mean, I can see why a lot of the assistants will want to call out so that they don't have to process your voice and figure out what the heck you just said.
Mm-hmm.
There, they can just ship it off to some dude in the Philippines. But
right, but I mean, if they can build a chip that can do some voice figuring out, you know, like locally, I think they could get the subroutines like, "Hey Google, turn on the lights." You know, oh man, I probably just turned on a million people's lights.
I was like, I think somebody else is triggered.
If they can do that locally, it definitely doesn't need to go out to the internet. I mean, there's so many simple things that I want my home automations to do, and there's no reason for it to leave the house.
Yeah,
there's just a small list. They have a website.
By the way, when he said small, he was being sarcastic.
It's a very large list of compatible devices. I'm assuming that they just grab anything that has Z-Wave compatibility, though, and Zigbee compatibility.
Mm-hmm. It says Kaseta light switches. I wonder if that's LAN or cloud-based.
Nest. Nest is hard to get integrations with.
Nest is, but, I mean, they're probably like, give us your developer key that you had to sign up for, and then we can integrate with it.
True.
That's the only time I've seen integrations with Nest, and they're always kind of sketchy.
I think I had to do that with
Google.
Google owns Nest. That's why it's integrated.
Okay. I didn't know that.
You're like, Google works great with Nest.
Yeah, I'm like, I didn't have to do anything fancy with it.
No wonder.
It's
like Ring doorbell works great with Amazon.
I told it that I had a Nest.
That's why actually I just can't get a Ring anymore. I was interested. Can't do it anymore.
You don't want Alexa letting people into your house?
See, you triggered two of them in this podcast alone.
I don't have Madam A at my house because my house is just Google's all over.
You don't have to say hey. You only have to say her name.
No. You only have to say her name.
No, her name, she's very finicky. She jumps right on it.
That's why she is the name that you shall not say.
Yeah, I don't have one of those because I like having the two keywords.
Because I can't ever say it right, apparently.
I think that's because you have all your voice assistants in British accents and you're not British, so they're like, I don't...
That does make a difference.
It doesn't, so... Yeah.
He's just going to become British slowly. It'll be great. You guys can listen to the podcast every week to find out.
You can slowly see my demise.
So
into British speak.
Should wrap things up.
Mm-hmm.
Take off and say famous last words. Anthony, go.
The Expanse. Watch it. It's great. Season 4 will be available on Amazon because they bought it because sci-fi sucks. Joey.
Bixby might be all right.
You should join Podcoin and actually listen to more Geeks Are Wired podcast.
Joey, your mom is so fat that the recursive function used to calculate her mass through a Stack Overflow.
All right, Joker Cycular.
Have you ever noticed that in movies, no one ever adjusts the seats to fit them? That's just ludicrous.